Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
I didn't forget about you. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-7. Come on, write it down. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. But be part of the conversation when you get informed, right? You know, let's not be like them. Let's not just spew stuff. Justice, I mean, think of all the things that they've gotten wrong, but stood behind like they had a clue. Right? The dossier. Right? Look at, again, what's coming out today with Joe Biden. All the things that we said that they were involved with and they were doing, yes, they being the other day, they're doing, they were involved with. We were exactly right. But they can't admit to it. God forbid they can't admit to it. You listen to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me here on the air. There's a live chat room. All kinds of things going on you can get involved with. If you head over to the website, the nice thing about that is that you'll find, first of all, the chat room's there, and you'll find smarter people than myself in there. That's number one. Number two, you know, the stories there. Click on the stories. Let us know what you think. Let us know whether we're hitting the notes, we're doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Always appreciate, believe it or not, I always appreciate your input. If you're doing it for constructive reasons and, you know, you're having a real conversation with me, we're in. We're good. However, if you're doing it to be not a nice person, then I'm done with you. Don't be surprised if I lash out at you. I'm not going to let you get away with it. It's really that simple. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. A lot's breaking, a lot's happening. So, as you've been hearing all day long, the left is so much backtracking and defending Joe Biden and what he did with the papers. You know, that Joe was Joe was you know, honest and upfront and he was working with a special prosecutor on this, giving him everything he wanted. Well, guess what? We're finding out more and more and more as the days go on. This is not quite true. There's so many little nuances to this that nobody seems... Well, I shouldn't say this. Certain people on certain side of the aisle don't even want to talk about it. They see no value in talking about it because they know what's going to happen. Right? If they keep going forward with this, somebody will get caught lying. Now, remember, President Biden, he just attacked Special Counsel Robert Hur for bringing up his son's death. But if you read the report, it wasn't counsel, it was Joe. Joey B. brought it up himself in the interview. NBC cited multiple sources that Hur never asked the president about his recollection of his son's death in 2015 to brain cancer during 2 days of interviews. The sources said that Biden brought up Bo's death, not Hur, which actually lends more credibility to the fact that Joe is having memory issues. Joe is having memory problems. Does it not? Or, look at you guys, you only have another option. Either that or he's lying. That simple. Yeah, I know, you can't handle a second. Nope. Biden first brought up his son's death after being asked about his workflow while he and Ghostwriter were writing a memoir at a Virginia rental home from 2016 to 2018. The sources said that during the interview, Biden began trying to recall what was happening in his life at the time. He appeared a little confused about when Bo had died. The 81-year-old president allegedly got the date of his son's death correct, May 30th, but not the year. Now listen, in all due respect, right, I understand people get upset. This is a real shock, a real blow. But you really wouldn't remember when your son died of something as painful, as bad as brain cancer? I'm just saying. The reported revelations came after Biden lashed out last Thursday at special counsel. The part that bothers me the most, right, honestly, is that he, again, he either lied or he didn't remember, as he's been tagged as having a memory problem. Right, he's saying that Hur brought it up. Hur asked him. Now, while Hur report, are you ready for this one? This is what bothers me about this. About not being able to tell the truth. They're putting out there that Hur's report absolved Biden of criminal wrongdoing related to his handling of classified documents. That's not a true statement. He said point blank that Biden committed a felony. That Biden did these things. No question about it. He shouldn't have had those documents, the senator. He shouldn't have had him in his garage. But because he was old, because he had poor memory, it wouldn't go anywhere. Isn't that great? Here's your defense, people. When you get a court about something, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation so you become part of the solution that way. Really, it really is simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. All right, got a lot going on, a lot there. I was going to say to report on, but more like a lot to discuss. There is a lot to discuss, a lot to deal with. Is anybody else surprised that the FBI is warning secretaries of state of extremely alarming threats in anticipation of elections taking place across the country. Now, the election security has become a significant issue since the 2020 presidential election. Now, they're constantly looking to see, you know, where the holes are. Although I don't totally believe that. This is the FBI talking. Right? They're doing the best they can to make sure that you have a safe, secure election. Right? The close election, they call it a close election that took place, is what led to the results that started the riot in the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Actually, what led to the results that started the riot on January 6th was a group of people trying to nail MAGA people. That's all it was. More and more people I talk to today, truly on both sides of the aisle now, don't believe at all that it was just MAGA people or it was MAGA people that started that whole January 6th issue. Now you're seeing videos that you never saw before, that you weren't allowed to see before. Right? Gunshots being fired. People screaming to go inside, the MAGA people. I mean, seriously. Look at every other riot video. Look at every other video of violence before January 6th. Did you ever see MAGA people doing that kind of damage, that kind of destruction to, you know, government buildings? Statues, paintings, pictures, everything. Did you? And then you see the, or you hear the testimony of the Capitol Police Chief and others around it. I don't believe why some of you, even if you don't believe that MAGA people weren't involved, you have to have some doubt or have to have some understanding who was involved, how it happened, how it went down. Right? You look at most of the people that were in MAGA, had the real MAGA people. What do? They walked through there. They sat at desks. And yet we've seen two or three, for lack of a better term, takeovers of state legislatures, including, what was it? Was it Iowa, was it? Where they went into the state house? And what happened? None of them have been prosecuted. It's just amazing. Again, you look at these things and you look at what's happening, and it was definitely a two-tiered system. The FBI is only going after the people they want to. Well, the people, frankly, that are on the other side of the issues of Joe Biden, speak against Joe Biden and the job that he's doing and how he got in. Right? Now, Trump's... Now I don't know how, unless you're going to claim there was some secret whistle, dog whistle code, whatever. So when Trump told him to go peaceably, you know, exercise the First Amendment rights, really what you're saying, he said, was go destroy everything you get your hands on. Yeah, not going to happen. No, really, seriously, not going to happen. And there wouldn't have been a true MAGA person that would have done any damage to that, you know, to the House, to the Capitol, to whatever, if Trump told them to go do it. They're not drones like some others are. They're not that kind of people. Don't care what you can believe what you want, but there is a truth. You can swallow anything you want to swallow, but there's a truth to this. Bidenomics. Gas is up 40%. Groceries up 30%. And you want to know why Americans think the economy is bad? And you listen to these people, these surrogates of Biden's out there screaming everything. You know, the problem is you don't know it's good. The problem is you're too stupid to know that gas up 40% is a good thing. Groceries up 30% is a good thing. Just amazing. You know, when you look at this, you look at what's going on. The average Joe, the average family, is having trouble making ends meet. And it isn't because they're in a good place. Now, while growing wages need to help keep pace with inflation, the real wage decline feels like shrinking paychecks. You don't have the same purchase power. I've been through this step by step. That paycheck that you're getting every week, how much it really is doing for you now based on inflation, based on how much higher gas is, how much more groceries are, right? You're working harder. Some of you are working two or three jobs to maintain the same level that you had before Joe Biden got in. Would you try to buy or rent? Affordable housing has become a joke. You know, soaring costs, limited inventory. I mean, look at Tammy and I have been in the same house for 21 years, give or take, with a fantastic interest rate. Where are we going to go? If we sell, where do you go? What do you buy? How do you stay in the same? How can you afford the same payment? Then you got student debt that's over the top, just crazy. Millions and millions of Americans are saddled with crippling student debt. Right? They've got to pay this out over years and years and years. But, you know, and again, do I feel bad for them? Not really. Because they were signing all kinds of stuff because the government was giving away all kinds of grants. Right? Making all kinds of low-interest loans. Parents went for it, too. And now that you've decided that you can't pay it, you can't get the job you thought you were going to get, somehow it's my fault. Somehow it's my, I should say my fault. It's my responsibility to pay your bills all of a sudden. Right? And healthcare costs, they remain a significant source of anxiety. Even if you bought into the Affordable Care Act, some people can't even afford to make that payment. Remember, it was supposed to be the same as a cell phone payment. Remember? Cell phone bill. Anybody sign up for that? And the payment is, I don't know, under $65? Anybody? We'll hit this some more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner said his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. He's urging President Biden to declassify the information to facilitate open discussions among Congress and allies regarding necessary response measures. Once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back out of a hospital. The Pentagon says Austin is in good condition following his admission to Walter Reed National Military Hospital Sunday for a bladder issue. Austin has taken back his duties now from Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. The Northeast cleaning up after a nor'easter hit the region with heavy snow on Tuesday. At least one person in Pennsylvania was killed when a snowmobile hit a downed wire. Travel was snarled along the 95 corridor. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's my favorite saying because I want you to be part of the solution, part of the source that fixes things. All right. All right. So you missed it. You missed Valentine's Day, MyPillow.com. I kept telling you, head over to MyPillow.com. Make sure you get what you need for your loved one, for your honey. You know, she deserves it, he deserves it, whatever. And, you know, pillowcases, sheets, mattress toppers. I mean, there's a whole bunch of great stuff there to just get your hands on. Yeah, you know, bathrobes. Do people even wear them anymore? I do. I like them very much. And towels. You see the commercial with Mike Lindell, the towels? I'm telling you, man, check it out. It's so true. The towels do absorb. You don't feel like you're soaking wet when you come out of the shower anymore. It's just amazing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, as I like to say. All right, back at it again. I mean, in all seriousness, groceries are up. Gas is up. I think Joe Biden's up. I'm not sure. And Joe Biden says, hey, it's all great. Doesn't matter what you see. Doesn't matter what you're paying. You'll get, you know, I mean, bottom line with this, it takes a while for this stuff to grab hold. You know, seriously. Now, unemployment numbers, they might be low. You know, job security, because you're seeing these companies laying people off, getting rid of people. I mean, not just laying them off, out and out firing them. Now they say, yeah, they're doing downsizing and many automation, you know, AI has taken over many jobs. People don't want to admit to it. Look, we've been talking about AI in this show for years. You know, and I keep saying the same thing. You understand that the jobs that this thing is going to take over, they have to do with media and others. And God forbid they start using this AI for telemedicine. Oh, yeah, everybody's all excited. Oh, my God, look at you. No, no, I wouldn't be excited about it at all, not in the least. I want that old doctor. I want that guy that's got white hair. Yeah, I don't care if his skin is black, white, green, red, blue. I don't care. I want him to have white hair. I want him to have been around a while. I want him to have seen different diseases, different situations, different issues. Seriously. I'm so tired of hearing about, you know, it's all to do with color. All right, I give. I agree. It has to do with color. The color of his hair. You know, job security. When you look at all this, when you take the time to really think it through, don't listen to the president. Don't listen to the news sources, because I don't know who you can trust anymore, who you can't trust. I really don't know, and you don't either. Don't tell me you do. You don't know what those numbers are. You don't know if what they're telling you is the truth anymore, because it depends on where they're coming from. And they've been blatant about it. That's the other thing I find just totally amazing. Right? There's so much. Look at it. I'm taking a little turn here, but we're still talking economy. Seattle's minimum pay ordinance is hurting delivery drivers. It was supposed to help them. I love this. You have people who, in most cases, have never cut a paycheck, never run a business, never worked in a position where they really understand how it works, now in positions where they're dictating the businesses how to do business. Anybody find that amazing? I mean, seriously. Unreal. You got places, today, of all days, Bear. They're asking employees to volunteer for severance packages and see you later. Early retirement. Right? Morgan Stanley's laying off the wealth management company. All right? They see it coming. They're laying off 300 people. Cisco's going to lay off 5% of their workforce. It's over 4,000 people. I'm trying to get you to understand. Even though the administration is telling you how wonderful and great it is, the numbers are telling you something different. Right? You just heard, what was it, UPS. They're getting rid of 12,000 drivers. Right? Now, the only thing I would say to you in that case is I'm thinking that some of that swipe, some of the hit, frankly and honestly, came from Amazon. Think about how much Amazon used UPS in the early days. And then they decided to go with their own. Amazon's got their own planes. They've got their own trucks now. So it is a big deal. 855 Real Joe. I mean, if you've got other information, I would love to know. You know, school districts across the country laying people off. Those you thought those were safe, but all over the country they're laying people off. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I won't do this because it's pretty depressing. God, boy. I've got a list of stores and groups that are closing down. JCPenney's closing stores across the country. And you just need to keep an eye on it. Look at who you're working for. See where they're at financially. Is the place less busy than it was, you know, a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago? Anyway, the pair of good news. Then is the generational divide, right? The economic realities, they're faced by different generations. You know, my parents' generation was different than mine, right? But baby boomers, hello. Retirement, can we retire? Do the investments pay off the way they're supposed to? Remember, we were the, you know, slow and steady group. Keep your nose to the grindstone, you work for the company, you get your retirement set aside, so later on in life you can just kind of enjoy yourself. You don't have to beat your brains out until the day you die. Gen X, they feel squeezed because they've got to care for their aging parents and supporting their own families. Millennials and Gen Z face the brunt of student debt. But see, they went into that on their own. They got sucked into these colleges that made them all these loans. And, you know, we talked about this on the show years ago. You know, the colleges became like country clubs. Come here, look at what we got. We've got gyms and spas and 5 restaurants on campus. You never have to leave the place. It's just crazy. You know, and then they go for these, you know, obscure degrees that they can't get any work with. And they wonder why. And some of these kids that I've seen, and I do mean kids, that I've seen that have put, videos out there, they were told, and they were sold a bill of goods. It said, you go to college, you get a degree, you do all this stuff, and you know what? You'll be fine. You're going to make all this money. Boy, did they get a shock. And that's why you got to do what's right for you. You got to do your own research. A lot of people come at this with an angle. If you're being sold by the college counselors as to what you need to do, what you need to buy coming on campus, maybe you need to take a step back. Tell that campus counselor, hey, hang tight. I'm going to do some of my own work here, and I'll let you know. Right? And that's the other thing. I mean, personal responsibility. I don't care what they told you. You need to take personal responsibility for the decisions you made. It's the documents that you signed, not me. I didn't sign it over here. And then I'm stuck paying for you? You know, economics, both parties approach economics differently. You have to sit down yourself. I don't care who you're registered to vote for or with. Sit down yourself. Take a look and see how they do it. We're so globally connected now that when you see this disruption in the supply chain, look at what it does to our economy. Look at what it does to economies across the globe. Mental health issues way up. Right? I mean, what is it? I saw an article recently over almost 25% of American adults of Americans, period. I'm not going to say adults. Are experiencing a mental health illness, some kind of mental health illness. And that is everything from, you know, depression to anxiety and all kinds of other things going on in your head. And I know it's tough. I feel bad for you. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show. Don't go far.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Charlie Daniels, don't you? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be involved, right? You want to be involved? You want to get the information you need to move forward and to make the right decisions. This is what's happening. We were just talking about this a few minutes ago with these kids in college. What they were going to be on a hook for, you know, how they were going to have to pay it back. You know, Joey B was going to take care of it all. Right? And that didn't happen. And it's not going to happen, seriously. At some point in time, it's going to, you know, again, we shouldn't be responsible. I do this with the cities as well. You guys vote in these people who don't care about your safety, who don't care about growing business, who don't care about making your life easier for real. And then somehow you want us to bail you out. You want the rest of the country to pick up on your mistakes. It's not right and it's not fair. Some of what's hitting these people is the information overload. You got all this stuff coming at you. Economic news, doom and gloom news. It's hard for people to wade through that. You get into social media. This one I love. Dr. B talks about this. Dr. Bridget Melson, which she's on. You start looking at social media, you start looking at how well other people are doing, how their life is going, and all of a sudden, you want to know why you're not like them. Why don't you have the same things that they have? How come they have two cars? I barely have one. I can't keep it in the driveway. Got to keep hiding it from the repo company. Right? And then you start feeling bad about yourself. You start feeling bad about what's going on. The American dream doesn't exist anymore. It's not true. Shut off the social media. Stop trying to keep up with these other people. What's that? You do you. How's that? I hear this stuff. I think it's hilarious. Right? You do you. And just find a job that you love. At first, you may not. You may just have to work to pay the bills. I'm sorry. We've all been there. God, you know what I mean? I remember after my first son was born, crying all the way home from the hospital. Just bawling my eyes out. Not because I was touched by having a new son. Because I knew what this meant. I knew how much work this was. I knew what I was going to have to do to feed this extra mouth. And then as years went on, we had more kids. I got to work a second job. Do you think I went and found a job that was perfect for me? I was screwing together computers to make extra money. I was doing everything I could to make a few bucks here and there just to make extra money. Ultimately, in the end, as the years went on, I was able to do the thing I love to do. Get paid for it. Enjoy. It doesn't just come to you overnight. Anyway, then COVID stepped in. Everybody felt like life was over. Well, it's not. It wasn't. You start to ride it out. You work hard. You make changes in your life. That's the other thing. Why so many people give up when they have to make changes? Maybe you can't afford your house anymore because of economic changes, right? You worked all your life to be in a house. You've been in it, 10 years, 8 years, 12 years, 15 years, whatever it is. And now you find yourself in a place where you have to let it go. You have to sell it and move on. Is that really? I mean, unless you've been sitting on the couch picking your ears, is that really so bad? Is that really end of life, end of world? No. People have made adjustments all their life on these things. Right? Nothing is worth that. Nothing is worth just sitting down and giving up. In October 2023, year-over-year inflation rate hit 7.7%. It's the highest in decades. It means everything like, groceries, gas, rent, all this stuff becomes significantly more expensive. And you have to adjust accordingly. Maybe you can't buy as much. At one point in time, I don't usually always tell personal stories, but at one point in time, I was a single father with 4 kids. Hello? You think it was easy? I was making good money. It wasn't fantastic. It wasn't bad. I could put gas in the car. But it was definitely week to week. And you learned how to do that. We had pasta every night. See, go figure, right? Cheap, easy, and filling. We had oatmeal for breakfast. Why? Again, cheap, easy, and filling. You learned how to do things like that to help make sure that your kids were eating. People were full. If I needed extra money, I saw something coming up in the future, then I had to turn around and maybe take on that second job, work a little extra. Seriously. Yeah, it wasn't easy. I'm not there today, though. And any one of us, including myself, could be back in that situation in a heartbeat. But it's never over. If you got the ability to use your brain cells to move forward, then you're okay. All right. Always fun. Oh, this is a good one. I love it. The Democrats are unveiling a new hip-hop task force to tackle Racial inequality. Yeah, you know, I got to bring this up with Zoe and Sonia. Coalition of Democrats are looking to use the power of music to tackle some of the most pressing issues facing black and brown Americans. Oh, this guy's a peach. Representative Jamal Bowman, a Democrat out of New York, on Wednesday unveiled the Congressional Hip Hop Power Justice Task Force. The task force is led by Bowman. Oh, that'll be good. We'll use hip-hop's messaging of building a more equitable society to help spread. Now, considering that hip-hop is dominated by black and brown, I'd love to know what he calls equitable. Right? I mean, I'm curious. The task force led by Bowman will use hip-hop's messaging of building a more equitable society to help spearhead initiatives to address economic equality. In an exclusive with The Hill, Bowman explained that the inspiration behind the task force, from reflecting on how the genre impacted him over the years, and impacted people over the years. That's great. Can we use it for the positive? Right? Can we use it to get a positive message across? That would be really good. Now, look, we're talking about a man who lied about setting off a fire alarm, right, to interrupt an official proceeding in the House. He got nothing but a slap on the wrist. Are you surprised? Right? I'm not. But again, I would like to see what this is about. I don't see any upside. You know, talking about equitable. He's sitting there with his hip-hop task force, not a white person, not an Asian person. And he says black and brown, but ain't no brown person there. Just saying. Just an observation. And to show you the direction the country has turned into, I mean, the issue that we have, though, that I have with education as a whole, right? What's it say about America when Jackie Robinson, hello, when his statue is destroyed? Jackie Robinson. You know, the baseball legend, Jackie Robinson, has more statues in the U.S. than any other baseball player. Right? That's according to a professor at the University of Sheffield. He studied sports statues. Stride says that there are at least 10 statues honoring Robinson across North America. He stands for the best of America. The hard-fought game. Robinson worked hard, beat his brains out. Right, was excellent at what he did, fought for gains for civil rights. You can't deny his athletic excellence, his ability. If you read some of his interviews, he believed in himself, he believed he could make it. I won't say he didn't care about racial oppression, but he was not going to let the racial oppression slow him down. And one of the statues recently, meant to honor him, recently became the focus of a national headline. Again, an amazing. Bob Lutz, a retired journalist from Wichita, Kansas, he founded a youth baseball club with the goal of making the sport more accessible to disadvantaged children. He named his baseball program League 42, right for this, in honor of the number that Robinson wore on his uniform. He hired a local sculptor to erect a statue of the baseball great. They put it up in a local park. Right? Just a great reminder. Maybe that's what the left is afraid of. You could be reminded, no matter how bad things are around you, no matter what color your skin is, no matter where you came from, you can make it in America. They don't want you to have that dream. They don't want you to feel like you can get ahead. And you see that proof almost on a daily basis in education, in work, in the laws that these nut jobs are passing. Seriously. How appropriate, right, to have this bronze statue up there for everybody to see, to ask questions. The ultimate symbol of what anyone in the worst situation in their life in our country at the time could come out. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dan Pilla, the tax man, joins me right after the break.